Simon & Schuster Audio presents Waco. David Koresh, The Branch Davidians, and A Legacy of Rage. By Jeff Gwynn. Read by Jacques Roy.
In memory of Iris Chang, historian and hero. A fog of cross-cutting motives and narratives, a complexity that defies storybook simplicity. That is usually the way history happens. Rick Perlstein, The Invisible Bridge. A note on nomenclature. Victor Hotef founded the organization originally known as the Shepherd's Rod, then later as the Davidians. The proper term for the group subsequently led by Ben Roden is Branch Davidians. When Lois Roden moved into the leadership, for a time she called her followers the Living Waters, but they ultimately remained the Branch Davidians. David Koresh did not emphasize a group name. Most followers led by Koresh identified themselves as Bible students, or less frequently, as students of the Seven Seals. In 1993, the name on the deed to Mount Carmel was General Association of the Branch Davidian Seventh-day Adventists, so members of the media covering the initial ATF raid and subsequent 51-day FBI siege identified the besieged as Branch Davidians in their reports. Since this is the name ingrained in public consciousness, it's the one I use most frequently in this book. Prologue. ATF, morning, February 28, 1993. Just before dawn on Sunday, February 28, 1993, an 80-vehicle caravan departed Fort Hood Army Base outside Killeen, Texas, heading northeast toward Waco, 65 miles away. Cattle trailers pulled by pickup trucks took the lead and brought up the rear. In between was a hodgepodge of sports cars, station wagons, and nondescript government-issue sedans sporting telltale extended antennas. All had
sample complete. Ready to continue?